Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things mindset, energetics, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer, here to get you out of your head and on with your mission. Stick around for some straight fire, loving pep talks, some cosmic riffs, and a few lols along the way. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do this, lightworkers. Hello, my friend. How are you on this amazing day? I'm so glad you're here. Hey, before we get into this podcast app, I just need to take a moment here to ask the mums in the house just a little question. Can we just have a little chit chat about something? What the F is with postpartum hair? Like, I think when I went to sleep one night after having Ollie, my hair froze. Like, I must have slept in a freezer, and then my hair turned into icicles and then snapped off because I just have this like receding fucking hairline now. And I didn't sign up for that shit when I had a baby. You know what I'm saying? So what is with that? I just got like these like bloody devil horns coming out of nowhere, the sides of my head. And it's a bit of an issue, you know. There's only so much you can like lick your palm like a dog and try and like slick it down, bloody, before you go into the shops. Jeez. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. How is it going? I'm really excited to riff on this topic today. And it actually, big call, you guys, it might just rock your world. It might just change your life if you really understand this concept and start to apply it to literally every area of your life, not just your business, but your relationships, the way that you're looking after your health, anything, any area of your life. It's really, really groovy. So shout out to Shania Twain, my homegirl. I mean, come on over. Is that not one of the greatest albums of all time? Please. This episode theme song, that don't expand me much. I mean, like, can you just imagine the film clip right now? Can you remember that with like the leopard print suitcase and like, oh, what a vibe. Shania, what a vibe. And if you're on kind of one side of the equation with what I'm going to teach today and talk about, then you will not be expanding too much. And that is not the vibe here. So I want to talk about these two different types of ways that we are energetically showing up. And we're going to talk about the example of business for a moment here, but you can really take this and apply it to like relationships or health or any other area of your life that you want to do some growth work around. But talking about and thinking about these two different ways that we are energetically showing up. And how I label them or describe them is we show up from wanting the fame. So the desire that we have or what we're trying to manifest or what we're trying to co-create. And I just use the term fame here as like an umbrella statement for success, expansion, abundance, you know, wanting to be seen and build our community or whatever it might be, wanting to be in our dreams, right? Like wanting the fame, that's one way that we are energetically open and showing up. But actually the kind of other side of the spectrum here is showing up from a place energetically of avoiding the pain. So you can see and feel straight away how it's like, these are like they're not magnets because they're not attracting to each other. They're like pulling apart, right? It's like the polarity here of energetically wanting something, but showing up from a place of actually avoiding pain and how like that's going to make it really hard to get your full self on the same page. So let me give some examples here because I guarantee they'll be gold in here for you. Okay. So let's talk about business, wanting the fame. Let's give some examples here. Wanting your program, your offering, your course, wanting your launch or, you know, wanting to be something that you're offering to be fully booked or for it to sell out or for it to go really well. So let's use the term, the fame here is wanting to be fully booked. Okay. But actually how you're showing up and energetically projecting and kind of dancing around here is from avoiding the pain of rejection. Avoiding the pain of well, I don't want to be salesy and for people to just think that I'm doing this for the money. Showing up from the pain of, I don't want to be too vulnerable in case I put myself out there and no one buys it. So where you're like telling yourself a story here or dancing around your desire of like, oh, I want to sit in the expansion and I really want to call in my clients and I want to be fully booked. But actually the way you're showing up on social media is like you'll launch something or put something out and then from this pain of, okay, I don't want to be rejected or I don't want to be seen as salesy, you'll put it out and then run and fucking hide under your doona for a week and wonder why no one brought the program, you know, rather than like leaning in and showing up and being a full 100% all in commitment to creating and calling in what it is you want, which in this example is being fully booked or selling out one of your offerings and deeply serving through that. Let's use another example here. And I see this one all the freaking time. Wanting the fame here of your authentic expression and the deeper layer of wanting to be deeply seen and understood and felt and heard and like wanting to be in your truest expression, right? Unfiltered. A lot of people hashtag authenticity, but actually the way that they're showing up isn't fucking authentic at all because they're showing up from this fear of, again, rejection, a fear of abandonment, a fear of being misunderstood, a fear of ruffling the feathers, a fear of not being liked. And this is how it manifests when we over-edit our words, when we get this freaking divine download that comes through us like charging like a freaking bull in a china shop. And it's like, woo, this energy comes through and it's like, share this now, get out of the way. Like, channel this through a story or a post or something that you feel lit up by, you get the goosies by, you get the tingly McTingles when the energy comes through you. And then just about when you're going to hit, you know, share, it's like, you get like a little in your throat and you're like, okay, A, need to sound more professional. B, can't be too woo-woo. C, what are people going to think about this if I drop too much fire? D, oh my God, I dropped too many F-bombs and that's not okay for a coach or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't subscribe to that story clearly. You know, and you start to like really curate and go through and like, oh, does this fit my brand? Does this fit my strategy? Has this got a call to action? Has this na 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 na? And you go through all this stuff and then boom, energy's gone. It's diluted. And that hashtag being authentic and being in your channel and getting out of the goddamn way is no longer, right? So you're showing up from like, I'm going to be my true self and I'm going to be authentic. And then behind the scenes, it's like, I'm going to be authentic, but I'm also just going to over edit myself so I like fit into a box still and like look like a goody goody and be a good girl, you know? Ooh, that's a hot topic for another day. Anyway, so catch yourself in those moments. Let's look at another example here. Wanting the fame of creating success and abundance. Right? Like so many of us, like we want the cash, we want the moolah, we want to be abundant in our businesses and like, my gosh, we need to be and we should be. But how you're actually energetically showing up is judging everyone else who has created the abundance that you want. It's like, I'm going to get in alignment with abundance and I'm creating my six figures, but I'm going to get pissed off at every other woman that now has six figures and talks about it. You know who you are. And it's just something to be aware of. And this is where it's like we always get that push-pull energy of expansion, right? And it's like even coming into a launch week, if you launch in your business in any way, if that's part of your business model, it's like obviously you want it to do really well, but actually like check in with what's the scariest thing that you could possibly imagine, that your ego can possibly imagine that might go wrong, that you subconsciously go into a self-protection mode to avoid that, which gets you out of alignment with generating, creating, and manifesting the version of fame that you want, the success, the abundance, the expansion, whatever. Let this land. Think about what is the scariest thing? Like, what is, if I said to you, like, okay, through this launch week or through putting yourself out there or through sharing this message without editing it or whatever it might be, What is the thing that you're shitting your pants about the most? Is it that someone's going to cancel you? Is it that someone's going to say something about you? Is it that no one's going to sign up? Is it that only one person's going to sign up? And oh my God, it's a group and then it's one person, that's so embarrassing. Like, is it all that bullshit coming up? Because if you can identify what the scariest possible thing that could happen and then do some self-inquiry, well, okay, if that happened, would I die? Would I be okay? Can I trust my future self to handle it? And if we've identified what the pain is, just look at all the little sneaky ways that you're showing up to keep you on that side of the spectrum, to keep you on that side of the page, versus energetically opening you up to the fame, the abundance, the success, creating what it is you want to create, birthing your vision, the expansion. This is like contraction, expansion at play, right? And contraction isn't always a bad thing. I feel like I need to riff on that on another podcast. Add it to the list. It's not always a bad thing, but in this, it's like you're trying to create, but actually you're like, you've chained your foot to something and it's like, why am I getting there yet? Because it's like this chain is holding you back, this thing that you're dancing around avoiding. And you need to just look it in the eye and be like, well, actually, if that happened, what would I do? Would I be okay? Can I trust that I'd know how to handle it? Because you absolutely can. So you can take this concept, like I said, and apply it to even like if you're calling in a soulmate right now. If you're calling in a soulmate or calling in a relationship, and it's like, cool, we want the fame. So we want the love. We want the soulmate. We want that intimacy, right? But how you're showing up again is avoiding this pain of being vulnerable, avoiding this pain of rejection. So how you do that is like you're playing games with this person. You're not being direct in your communication. You're saying yes when you really want to say no. You're settling for, you know, not your highest vision for it. You're hiding some of your true self because you're scared of that abandonment maybe, or you're scared of rejection, or you're just really fucking scared of being alone. So it's like, again, wanting this love but showing up from a place of being scared to be alone. So where's that making some misaligned choices? You know, where's that kind of guiding you away from actually what you really want and what you can really call in? So again, like look at it and then place that in terms of like your health, right? Like wanting to feel more energized, wanting to feel sexier, wanting to feel more confident, like whatever it might be, wanting to just feel clearer in your mind or something like that. And it's like, well, the pain or like the worst thing that happened, like, oh my God, what if I start getting too healthy that like I have no friends to hang out with anymore because all we do is go to the pub? Or I feel like that's none of my listeners, but that's just an example. And that's totally awesome if you are that. That's fine too. or you know, you're wanting to feel, you start to work with like a personal trainer or go to something and then you start to feel really like sexy and you start to get more like compliments or something like that. And then the avoiding the pain there, or the, it's like the pain of, you don't want to outshine someone, or you don't want to outgrow your partner, or you don't want to be seen as like cocky or up themselves, or like, you know, one of those girls who looks after their body, like just all that bullshit that will come up to the surface there. So get amongst that self-inquiry here, guys. Look at the area of your life that you feel like there's invitation for expansion, or there's a desire there that you've been bumping up against, but something has just been like creating friction or resistance or holding you back, and you just haven't quite nailed it down. Okay. And just make sure when you're moving towards, you know, creating and channeling your life force energy into what it is you want to create, literally channeling your focus, making sure that wanting the fame, that energy is open on one end, and then the other end, it's like, and we're cleaning up where we're showing up from avoiding the pain. Like they have to be on the same page for you to move forward and for you to have the upgrade and have the expansion. Okay. So yeah, when I really got this concept, it just blew my mind and I keep applying it. I'm like, ooh, okay, like what's coming up here? What's coming up here? Because always room for growth. And always wanting to like just check in with ourselves where we're still kind of like having this shackles, self-imposed shackles on our ankles, you know, where we can actually just look at what it is, not be scared of it, take it off, and then keep moving in the direction that we most want to go and call in our highest vision, you know? So I hope this deeply, deeply, deeply served you. I am always open for the chats in DMs on Insta. Flick me a little DM ski if this really landed. Give me the examples that came up for you, or what like kind of created a shift. I'd so love to know that. And I love you guys. I appreciate you. I hope this helped, and I'll be seeing you soon. Bye-bye now.